All right, well, let's go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to the Board of Building Commissions, Friday, October 4th, 2019, Project Approval Oversight Committee meeting. Just want to remind us about our teleconference participation process, which in essence is, please keep your phones on mute, don't put them on hold, wait till you're invited to speak, I'll stack names, and people can speak in order, and please say your name each time you speak. Commissioners, when you make motions and seconds, please say your name so that Chris can record that accordingly. All right, so the next order of business is to establish a quorum, and Commissioner Stone.
Present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Gilson.
I'm here.
All right, Commissioner Humberger. Commissioner Sloat. Brian, are you there? I thought I heard somebody respond. Well, at any rate, we have 4 of 7. Let me just double check. Is either Commissioner Humberger or Sloat on the phone? Then we have 4, and we do have a quorum. And so let's go ahead and introduce those in Tallahassee in the room.
Jim Hammers.
Moment.
Go ahead.
Zubeda Vinici.
Chris Howell.
Justin Vogel.
Moment, Donnie.
Tom Campbell.
And I'm Jeff Blair. So welcome, everybody. So Commissioner Stone, would you like to go ahead and get us started?
Surely. The first item is review and approval of the agenda. Do we have a motion?
The council move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda has been approved. Next item on the agenda is review and approval of the August 1st, 2019 minutes and facilitator summary report. Do we have any modifications or any comments on the minutes or report? Not hearing any, do we have a motion for approval of the minutes and summary report?
Compton, move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Thank you. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes and the report have been approved. Next item on the agenda is statistics report. Staff?
Hi. For 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 5,930 approved product applications, and the total is 6,687. And for products, we have 24,474 approved products, and the total is 27,766. And for the entities, we have 119 approved ones, and the total is 411. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We may comment. Not hearing any, we note that all conditional approval requirements were met except for FL 22415R1. What is the status of that?
It's complete now, so it met the conditions, so we're good.
Thank you, Mo.
You're welcome.
Next item on the agenda is review and approval of the NC applications. We have 8, which are either revisions or approvals. Do we have any comment on the entities? Not hearing any, do we have a motion on approval of the entity applications?
Compton, move to approve.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second,
Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the entity, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The entities have been recommended for approval. Next item on the agenda is product approval applications. We have 158 on the consent agenda. and six with comments or in discussion. Do we have any comment on the 158 on the consent agenda? Could we have a motion for approval of the consent agenda?
I count the move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the consent agenda, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This consent agenda is recommended for approval. Mr. Blair, will you take care of, take us through the six comments?
Yes, sir. The first is 16291R3. It's recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the cell products point 1 and point 2 to indicate yes for the high velocity hurricane zone qualification. Any public comment?
None. We have a recommendation for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
I count the move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommended for conditional approval. Next item.
21044R2 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to correct the million reinforcement profile on pages 3 of 5 and 4 of 5, and as a result to also all load tables pages 4 of 5 and 5 of 5 on the installation instructions. Any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Council move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation for conditional approval. Next item.
29985 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the lock and snubber tables on sheet 2 of each drawing to include maximum window heights versus lock and snubber quantities and update the DPs concurrently with the more exact maximum height on the installation instructions. Any public comment? Nope.
I don't hear any public comment. Do we have a motion for conditional approval?
Council move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendations for conditional approval. Next item.
29991 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the lock and snubber tables on sheet 2 of each drawing to include maximum window heights versus lock and snubber quantities and update the design pressures concurrently with the more exact maximum height of installation instructions. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Thank you. The recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Council move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation for conditional approval. Next item.
30314 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to extend General Note 2 to address all code sections that cover both structural and water resistance for the three materials that the existing wall may be made of. Any public comment? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Council move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Recommendation for conditional approval. I think last but not least.
Yep. 30356 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to add a bid on sheet 5 stating that glass type 4 requires impact resistant shutters and windborne debris regions on the installation instructions. Any public comment? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Council move conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? recommendation for conditional approval. Next item on the agenda is DBPR applications, and we had, around 77 with three comments. Mo, do you have anything to say?
Not really. All the comments has been dealt with, and no action needed.
Thank you, Mo. Next item on the agenda, I guess, is this is a public room. Wish to make any comments? Does the staff wish to make any comments?
No, thank you.
Do the members of the POC wish to comment? Well, I tell you, this has been a fast meeting, almost as fast as education.
Almost. If we could consent agenda. Yeah, I'll do that. I do want to ask one point, though, Mo and Tom. I was noticing that on the ECIS, the next product approval meeting is listed for November 28th, which is Thanksgiving Day. So do we know what the date of that meeting will be?
We'll look at that. We'll look at that, and we'll see what's going on.
Okay.
No problem, man.
Please let me know.
I appreciate it.
I
appreciate it. No problem.
Okay.
Thank you. And McRoll call?
McRoll call. Commissioner Stone?
Still here.
Commissioner Compton?
Here.
Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson?
I'm here.
And I'm assuming Commissioner Homburger or Commissioner Swope are still not on, so we do have the same.
Jeff, it's Brian Swope. I joined in. I don't want to interrupt the meeting, but I did join in. So I am here.
Okay. Do you know when you joined in?
Right about the middle of the entity report.
Okay. So you voted for me.
I was probably about 3 or 4 minutes late getting in there.
Okay. We'll make that question. So all the votes up until the entities report is zero, and everything subsequently is 5-0.
Yeah.
Great. Go ahead, Mr. Stone. I think we're ready to adjourn.
And the meeting is adjourned. See you in St. Pete.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.